On Black College Wire, read about civil rights icon mourned by thousands, 200 protest purple and gold rebel flag, an editor disgusted with some Tennessee State University officials. In the news, it marks a sad day in history as thousands of mourners across the country flock to Washington, D.C., standing in line in the cold for hours to pay respect to the woman known as the mother of the civil rights movement. Rosa Parks became the first woman to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda Sunday, making her the fifth person in the past two decades to be given such an honor. President Bush and members of Congress also paused to pay tribute to Parks during a separate congressional memorial service. Bonnie Garner is a history professor at Jackson State University. She says Parks helped to set the pace for change in America.
She was someone that was willing to give of herself to America to change racism, to bring about opportunities not just for African Americans but for all Americans and other minorities as well.
Find out how some mourners expressed their feelings about Rosa Parks and where her body will be flown to next by reading the article by Amber English and Shanae Harris. Also in the news, approximately 200 protesters recently held a nonviolent demonstration at Louisiana State University. At issue was the university's leniency towards fans flying purple and gold Confederate flags during sporting events. Students came face to face with onlookers who jeered and shouted insults and racial slurs as they were being escorted by 20 state police officers. The students carried signs with slogans that said, LSU Diversity and ESPN, everyone stop promoting the negativity. The protest was not only in regard to the Confederate flag, but other issues concerning the school. Find out how students are taking more action and bringing these concerns to the forefront by reading the article by A.J. Griffith. In our Voices section, one man's journalistic desires has been put to the test by administration, faculty, and staff at Tennessee State University. Eddie R. Cole is editor-in-chief of The Meter and explains his frustrations over the lack of cooperation he's receiving when it comes to getting phone calls returned or answers to questions to be used in stories for the school's newspaper. Find out why Cole is disgusted with TSU officials by reading the article. For information on these stories and much more, please browse blackcollegewire.org and tell your friends about it. They'll find plenty of news they can use. This has been Calloway Burnett from Jackson State University, reporting for Black College Wire.